So I guess the big question is, what does it mean in terms of non-protocol therapy as well as the design of future trials? How do you think people are going to react to this in terms of the algorithm in metastatic disease?
I think there are two ways to look at the data. The first way is to say interferon plus Avastin is now one alternative for first-line therapy. When you look at the data compared with sunitinib, we are exactly in the same range of response of PFS. Side effects are probably, in the mind of investigators and in my mind, a little less with this regimen than with sunitinib. The question now is, what is the effect of interferon in this regimen? Obviously, some people, especially in the US, are going to skip to bevacizumab is the drug which gives all the effects. I think it's fair to say that we don't know. When we look at previous data, PFS was lower than that. Response rate was lower than that. So is interferon necessary to this effect? I would say maybe it's a little. But still, I think in Europe, we are going to consider this combination as one of the standard of care. And it's going to compete with sunitinib, no question, in Europe. In the US, my prediction is that a lot of people are going to think that bevacizumab alone is enough, and bevacizumab alone is going to compete largely and widely with sunitinib. And I would not be surprised that many people think it's better to start with a safe drug, because when you give bevacizumab alone, I mean, it's really safe, easy to administer, and certainly less side effects than sunitinib alone, and then keep sunitinib for second line.